Eli Kraft, top of the key over to the right corner to Schelke. Back up to Kraft against Schutte. Good matchup there. Two well-versed players. Into the corner to Schelke against Zwemer. Picks up his dribble. Now Cook has it. Now back to Schelke, right wing. Zwemer following back to the top of the key. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Schelke dives in, kicks it out to Cook for the three. Didn't even jump on that one. Loose ball still brought in by Lakers. Number 44, Terrence Dubes. Here comes Schutte. Across the timeline, being guarded by Kraft. 3:45 left in the first half. 21-13, Harbor Beach by 8. Christie with the ball, dribbling now to Paul Zwemer. Tries to feed it into the low post, into Dakota Valentine. Slips through his hands and out of bounds. That's the sixth turnover for Lakers, the second of the second quarter. Still an 8-point game, 21-13. Very lively. Both crowds fired up. Josh Schelke, the right elbow. Feeds it into Eli Kraft on the high-low, and this one's good. Nice-looking play there set up by Ron Rubel in Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft with 11 points, and now it's 10-point lead.
That was off the double high post. One went high for the three-point. That would have been Seaman, and then Kraft for the layup.
And Kraft with the steal, and feeds it up to Colin Cook for two on the layup. This one's good. And we have a full timeout called by Jeremy Majeski and the Lakers. 25-13, Harbor Beach with a 12-point lead, the largest of the night. We'll return right after this.
You can't see it, you can't hear it, but you sure can feel it. It's the warm comfort Kohler's Propane provides your home. And by being a local business in our community, you can trust the comfort in knowing you will get excellent service, low pricing, and you're helping a local business in our community. That's why when most customers make the switch to Kohler's Propane, they stay with Kohler's Propane. Kohler's provide various programs to suit your budget, from prepaid plans in the summer to monthly budget plans all year long. Call today and you too can find the benefits thousands of other Thumb area residents already know. Make the switch to Kohler Comfort. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Get down, get down. 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 Get down.
Lakers with the ball, trailing by 12, 25-13. Paul Zwemer, your current point guard against Cody Seaman. At the top of the key, drives into the free throw line, puts up the jump shot. This one's good. Paul Zwemer now in double digits with 10 points. Cuts the lead down to 10 for Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft, cross midcourt, left to right across your radio. To the left wing to Austin Seltz, who has a three on the night already. So does Eli Kraft, so does Colin Cook with it in the right corner. Back up to Kraft, slowing things down again. Cody Seaman now right wing. Off to Seltz, being guarded by Schutte. Not much movement now to Colin Cook. Drives into the lane. Could have been a travel. Feeds it over to Josh Schelke from the opposite post. And this one's in and good. Josh Schelke with 4 points in the night. Back up to a 12-point lead. 2:10 left in the first half. Paul Zwemer tried to feed it into Terrence Dubes in a low post. Paul Zwemer forgot that Terrence Dube is now 6 foot
might
six as well.
Might have to rethink the idea of turning Paul Zwemer into a point guard. He's so good on the inside. And plus you have Aaron Christie, you also have Jared Schutte.
And Harbor Beach now moving the ball, and they feed it into a wide open Josh Schelke again on the give and go at the left block, and he's in. It's a 14-point lead, 1:45 left in the first half. Christie drives into the lane and goes up, and he has an offensive foul, as is a good-looking play from Aaron Christie. Drove into the lane, jump-stopped into Colin Cook, who fell, and that is going to be a foul against Christie, the seventh team foul on Lakers. Christie's second.
The lane did open up for the guards, and you know that was a nice drive. It just,
I still like the
defense
idea of that
was there
play.
First.
I still like the idea of that play. Cody Seaman over to the right wing, opposite to the left wing to Austin Seltz, wide open for three. And this one is good as well. Austin Seltz now with 8 points a night in two threes. It's 32-15. Harbor Beach now with a 17-point lead. Paul Zwemmer in the lane, goes up for the layup, and this one, the bunny, I should say, and he's good. He's going to the line for one because there's a foul.
Looks like it's on Colin Cook.
Colin Cook, number 35, his second. Harbor Beach is fourth.
That was a nice move on the inside by Paul Zwemmer.
Again. Now at 12 points, trying to make it 13. First free throw is attempted by Lakers right here, and this one's good.
The old-fashioned three-point play.
Substitution for Harbor Beach. Nick Hessling checks in, replaces Colin Cook with two fouls. Harbor Beach with the ball, 90 feet from their own hoop. One minute remains in the first half, 32-18. Austin Seltz within the left wing, feeds it into Josh Shelke in the left block. Goes up for the jump shot on the turnaround base move against Paul Zwemmer, and he's fouled. And that will be Paul Zwemmer's second foul on the night and Lakers' eighth team foul. And that'll send Josh Shelke to the line, shooting two.
The idea of putting Paul Zwemmer on the inside is so he wouldn't get fouls.
And the first free throw is up and good. I reach now 1-for-3 from the free throw line of the night. 54.4 seconds left in the first half. Second free throw is up is good. And it's 34-18, a 16-point lead for the Pirates over the visiting Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Jared Schutte dribbling, showing off his dribbling prowess. Kicks it off to Christie at the free throw line of the runner. This one's no good. Rebound by Lakers, though, on the offensive. Valentine kicks it out to Schutte for three. This one's no good. Ball still loose, and it's still a scrum, and we have a held ball. Aaron Christie was in on it, and it's going to be a Laker ball on the baseline. Wasn't sure if it was football or basketball season out there for a second.
It looked like both. It's good effort by both young men.
30.4 seconds left remain in the first half. Jared Schutte with the ball, trying to cut into this deficit of 16 points against Harbor Beach. Paul Zwemmer, high post, kicks it out to Dubes for the long two. This one's no good. Rebound Eli Kraft up to Austin Seltz for the... It was going out of control. Let her go on the no-look finger roll from behind.
He got bailed out on that one.
And the shot actually hit the bottom of the backboard, but there was a foul called against Paul Zwemmer, who suddenly picked up two cookies. He has three fouls. Ninth team against Lakers at the line shooting two is Austin Seltz. His first one is no good. So Zwemmer's going to sit down with three fouls as Carl checks back in. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Cody Seaman for Harbor Beach. 12 seconds remain in the half. Over to Josh Shelke. Back up to Eli Kraft, top of the key. Feeds in Josh Shelke, right block. And this one's no good. Didn't have the touch. Aaron Christie rebound. Schutte lets this one fly before the buzzer. It's off the mark. And we have reached halftime with a score of 34-18 on the WLAW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have your halftime show to break down the first half as Harbor Beach leads 34 against Lakers 8 seed.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.